At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout the day, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at the High School Media Center beginning at 7:30. And during their meeting, the board will act on approving new teacher recommendations, and they'll discuss the Schuler and Washington Schools Building Leadership Team, 2014 Iowa assessment results, and a report on Superintendent Mike Amstein's goals. Prior to adjourning for the evening, the Atlantic School Board will hold an informal evaluation of the superintendent in a closed session. Well, the City Council in Audubon will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at their City Hall. And during that 7 p.m. session, the Council will receive an update on the Audubon County Economic Development Housing Development Plan. They'll also act on approving a bargaining unit stipulation and an order to authorize the Region 12 Council of Governments to release the deed restriction on the 210 Church Street property. In other business, the Audubon City Council will act on scheduling May the 12th as the date for a public hearing on a proposed amendment to the Code of Ordinances, affecting the change in City Council meeting date and times. They'll also act on a resolution setting the rules for the public forum portion of the City Council meetings and discuss the dangerous building list and abatement notices. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports the 49-year-old Franklin D. Schmidt of Atlantic was sentenced Friday to 10 years in prison on a drug conviction. Schmidt was sentenced by U.S. Senior District Court Judge Robert Pratt for his role in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and for the possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Judge Pratt also ordered Schmidt to serve 5 years of supervised release following the period of imprisonment. On April 26th of last year, Schmidt obtained methamphetamine from his South Omaha source and was stopped by law enforcement before he could distribute it in and around Cass County. The investigation revealed that Schmidt was also responsible for distribution of marijuana along with methamphetamine. On December 5th of last year, Schmidt pled guilty to the charges of conspiracy to distribute meth and possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, which resulted from an investigation by law enforcement into the transportation and distribution of methamphetamine from South Omaha, Nebraska to Cass County, Iowa. And a U.S. District Judge in Council Bluffs has sentenced a Mills County woman to prison for her role in methamphetamine distribution in southwest Iowa. 38-year-old Heather Jean Reekers of Glenwood was sentenced Friday by District Court Judge Robert Pratt to 60 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release following the period of imprisonment for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. On January 3rd of this year, Reekers pled guilty to the charge, which resulted from an investigation conducted by the DEA into the distribution of methamphetamine from the southwestern U.S. into eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Reekers' co-defendant, Jose Raul Guevara, was sentenced previously by Judge Pratt to 10 years in prison. The investigation was conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Glenwood, Iowa PD, the Council Bluffs PD, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. Iowa authorities are tallying up the damage and injuries caused by powerful storms that struck the state. National Weather Service's storms damaged a number of Iowa towns as gusts neared 90 miles per hour and hail up to an inch in diameter fell on Sunday. The Weather Service says radar data suggested that a tornado struck the southern Iowa city of Ottumwa. City officials say several homes were damaged and some residents were injured near Liberty Elementary School on the southwest side of Ottumwa. Assistant Fire Chief Mike Kraft says it's unclear how many people were hurt. The storm was blamed for one death in the Keokuk County town of Kinross, but a county dispatcher said this morning she couldn't provide any information. Those strong thunderstorms caused damage across Iowa Sunday, and at least two tornadoes were spotted in eastern Iowa. One person was hurt when a barn was blown over near Martinsburg. A tornado was spotted northeast of Mount Vernon Sunday afternoon. The other tornado was spotted in a field north of Flores. At least one farm near Wapello sustained damage to the roof and porch. South of Udell, several farm buildings were damaged or destroyed as the storms moved through. Several trees about 1 foot in diameter were also snapped off. And the roof of the Oskaloosa Family Medical Center in Mahaska was damaged. Authorities have released the name of a man who was fatally injured in a Dubuque workplace accident. The man was identified as 19-year-old Colin Jackson of rural Bellevue. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Office said that he was caught in industrial equipment around 5:15 p.m. Friday at the Jackson Concrete Pumping near the Dubuque Regional Airport. The accident remains under investigation. Well, today is Workers' Memorial Day. 61 Iowans who died while on the job were honored at events Friday in front of the Iowa Workforce Development Office in Des Moines. Of the 61 who died in Iowa last year, about half were killed in industrial or farming-related accidents. Iowa AFL-CIO President Ken Seeger says there's a problem in Iowa's workplaces, a lack of safety inspectors.
Some people don't want regulations on corporate entities, and frankly, I think that we need a few more. Otherwise, we wouldn't have 61 Iowans dying. We can do better, but some people are choosing not to.
About half the deaths happened in industrial or farming-related accidents. 15 of the victims suffered heart attacks while at work.
It represents a lot of families who have lost a wage earner, have lost a loved one, whose lives have been inalterably changed. This is the 21st century. You think we could do better.
Todd Osborne of Nevada attended the event to honor his brother, Justin Jarnigan, who died over the summer while working at a construction site.
He's a really good man. He worked hard. He just had a newborn, and he's full of life, and then it was just suddenly taken away from him. But we're here to honor his memory.
Unions in Waterloo, Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, and Sioux City will host memorial events today for those who died last year. 30 downtown building owners have committed to a historic preservation project that will restore their buildings' exteriors, even though doing so will subject them to federal property restrictions and other rules. The $1 million project is being financed in part through a $500,000 federal grant. The federal money must be matched by a combination of city funding and money from the property owners. The work will focus on facades, windows, and trim in an effort to restore buildings to their historical appearance. The Lamar's Daily Sentinel reports that property owners who signed up earlier this year for the storefront restoration must abide by several federal rules. That includes abide by the federal wage requirements for any work performed on the buildings. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a house fire in northeast Iowa that killed a person. The fire was reported around 2:45 a.m. Sunday in Marion. When firefighters arrived, three people had already exited the home safely, but a fourth family member did not make it out, and that person died. The Marion Fire Department says the fire started in the room where the individual died, but they are still investigating. The name of the victim was not immediately released. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama is promising federal help to Arkansas, where at least 16 people have been killed in a deadly tornado. One person was killed when a separate tornado struck in Oklahoma. From the Philippines, Obama says he wants everyone affected to know that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is on the ground to help. And he says, quote, your country will be there to help you recover and rebuild as long as it takes. President Obama says new sanctions will be levied on Russia today for its continued alleged provocations in Ukraine. Obama says the sanctions will target high-technology exports to Russia's defense ministry. In Ukraine today, the pro-Russia mayor of the city of Kharkiv in the east was shot in the back and wounded. And in a city about 100 miles from the Russian border, pro-Russian insurgents have seized another government building. Divers are searching again for the remaining victims of a sunken ferry off the southern coast of South Korea. The search was postponed over the weekend because of bad weather and strong currents. The Coast Guard says the roughly 114 people still unaccounted for are believed to be in 64 of the ship's 111 rooms. In the funeral announcements, Lois Sonderman, age 70 of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Lois Sonderman will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Doris Schlater, age 86 of Exira, died Thursday. Funeral services for Doris Schlater will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gail Vandenberg, age 93 of Harlan, died Wednesday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Gail Vandenberg will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bonnie Nielsen, age 88 of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Bonnie Nielsen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Betty Louise Paulson, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Betty Paulson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Joe Schultz, age 91 of Manila, died Saturday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Joe Schultz will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odi Funeral Home of Manila is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.